The police weren't really that mean. They were actually pretty nice and informative. I mean, they took the tents a little hasty, which is not, it wasn't all super violent and whatnot. They just took the tents and whatnot. Nobody got hurt, not that I know of. I think somebody might have been sick or something because the ambulance came to pick somebody up later. But, you know, I basically just seen people out there. They held hands. Everybody stayed together in solidarity and whatnot. They did like the little the chain link with each other and whatnot. Nobody got hurt, you know.
About how many tents would you say? About a dozen?
Heard about a dozen. But they just kept taking tents out. I don't even remember how many tents it was. Yeah, it was probably about like 12, 13 tents.
Okay. You think it was right for the folks to put tents up now? Or do you think this maybe was a setback? Because some people told me that, well, they don't want to be kicked off the whole property here. They thought maybe a confrontation might lead to that.
I don't think it was confrontational. I really don't even think the police was against it, because I think that they looked at us and actually looked at us as a people and listened to what we were saying and actually let it sink down in their mind what we were doing, and we're not disrespecting them as individuals or as personal people. They see that we was actually just doing the symbolic of a movement that's been going on worldwide, and they are not on the other side. We're not, the police are, you know, in the same boat as us. They're not on a different boat than us, and I'm sure that they understood that. They understood that we weren't trying to disrespect them by what we're doing. We're actually, you know, speaking up for citizens. I mean, a lot of people don't, I'm not going to say it, like everybody did it for the police, but you know, people like me, I don't have nothing against the police.
Elias LaFelle.
You were here when they took the tents down?
That's correct.
What did you witness here last night, earlier today?
I witnessed two things that I want to talk about. One, I witnessed us bonding together, binding together, sitting in solidarity and not moving, and the cries were growing louder. We were crying out, you know, we are the 99%, we are the 99%, we are the 99%. And then, you know, I witnessed a second thing, and that was the police officers that were coming to take our tents away. We're very peaceable. And I was impressed.
So there was no real confrontation then? The police were pretty diplomatic about it?
I would say there was a confrontation, but they definitely were diplomatic, and none of us were arrested.